Welcome back, everybody, to Yom Tov. Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Beis 116b, and we are on the bottom of Daf Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph. So we are continuing our discussion about Sifrei Minim of Apikursim and what the status of those books are. You got to save them on Shabbos or not? So says the Gemara by Minei Yosef Baruch Hanan Meir Biabo Hanei Sifrei Debe Avid on Matzilin Osam Neavdeko in Matzilin. So Rashi explains what these Bei Avid Sifrei Debe Avidon are these books that the Goyim used to go and prepare to go and fight the Jews in philosophical debates. That way they'd be able to go and fight them, and it caused a lot of harm to the Jewish people. So these books that were written, and a lot of them had a lot of psukim in them and whatever else it may be, are you allowed to save them from the fire on Shabbos or not? So comes the Gemara and says, Rabbi Bo answers, In v'lav rerafya biyade. So sometimes he would say yes, and sometimes he would say no. He wasn't so sure. So Gemara continues its discussion about Be'avidon. Rav lo azalo Be'avidon. Rav would refuse to go to these debates at Be'avidon. He thought it was a lose-lose. Either someone's not going to get an answer, or he gets the best of them, and they're going to kill him. The Kol Shekein le'Bei Nitzrei. And for sure, he would not go to Bei Nitzrei, which was in more of an idolatrous type of Beis Avor Zara, and more of these debates, he would not go anywhere near the Shmuel le'Bei Nitzrei lo azalo. So he wouldn't go to the Bei Nitzrei. He wouldn't go to the Beis Avor Zara for these fights, but Be'avidon azalo. But he would go to the Be'avidon because he wasn't as afraid. Now comes the Gemara and goes and teaches us, just like Rav refused to go to these things, others refused as well. So Rava would always try to come up with every type of excuse to get out of it. So Amrle Rava, so they said to Rava, my time in Loasis, Lebe Avidon, why would you not come debate with us at Be Avidon? So Amrle Lehu, he said back, Ano Dikod Palmia, Ikab Orchok Shegle. So no, there's a certain palm tree on the way, and it makes the road uneven, and it's very difficult for me to go, so that's why I can't go. So they said, Neakre. So they volunteered, they said, we'll uproot this tree, so just come. Duchte Kashele. She says, no, but if you uproot it, then that spot is going to be difficult for me to pass, because there's going to be a hole I'm not going to be able to. Basically, he was just coming up with any type of excuse he possibly could, because he really did not want to be there. Another approach of another one of the Amorim, Marbar of Yosef Amar, Anaminayu, Anavalo, Mistafina Minayu. So Marbar of Yosef had a different approach, and he said, I'm one of them, meaning I'm on good terms with these people, and I'm not afraid. One time he went, he argued, and he did a great job, but then they wanted to kill him, and it was dangerous. You got to be careful when going into these types of things. Now comes the Gemara and talks about one of the famous apikursim and the way that this expressed itself. So, Ima Shalom, the Beis Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Achate, Rabbi Gamliel, Havi. So, Ima Shalom, who was the wife of Rabbi Elazar, was the sister of Rabbi Gamliel. So, Havu Hahu, Lufosia, Bishaf Shavuse. There was a certain philosopher who was also this apikores, who lived in their place, Davashakil Shma Delomakado Shulta, who had a reputation that was a false reputation, but a reputation that they were very honest and straightforward and wouldn't accept bribes, so they wanted to go and prove this wrong. So Rabbi Gamliel and his sister Ima Shalom wanted to go and make a mockery out of this guy. So she went and brought him a golden menorah as a bribe before they would go to a court case. So basically, their brother and sister, and what they're going to claim is each of them is going to claim a rightful inheritance to the land. Do we get to inherit the land or not? So this is going to be the court case. So she let off, and she went and brought a gold menorah to go and bribe him. So Amrale, so she said to the judge, I want to get my part of the land of my father's estate. So he said back to them, Plogu, you should go and divide the inheritance. So Amrale, Ramagamil fought back, and he said, lo serus. But that's not right, said Ramagamil. It says in our Torah, when there's a son, a daughter does not inherit. So Amrale, so the judge said back, from the day that you guys were exiled from your land, the Jewish people were exiled from the land, the law of Moshe Rabbeinu was taken away, and a different book was given in its place. And it says in that book, that a son and daughter can inherit equally, so you are wrong and you have to split. So then the case kind of developed. So the next day, before the second day of judging, so Rabbi Gamliel came earlier and bought this guy a very valuable donkey. He bought the judge a very valuable donkey. So Amar Lahu. So when the court went back into session, the judge said, Shapilis Lasefe de Sifra Vikosava. So I actually didn't read to the end of that book that replaced the Torah, and now I just read to the end, and it says, Ana lo lemifchas min oraisa demosha asis velo leosfe al oraisa demosha. As he say, so the book said that I did not come to detract from the laws of Moshe or add to the laws of Moshe, and it says in the laws of Moshe, Vimkom bara bartolo seris, when there is a son, a daughter is not going to inherit. Amra lay. So she said to him, Nohor Nohorech Kishraga, let your light shine like a lamp, meaning remember the gift I gave you. So Ramgamil said back to him, Asacham Ravata Shoshraga, no, a donkey came and kicked over the lamp. Basically, they're mocking him and showing you think that you are honest and have integrity. You are just changing your opinion based on the bribes that we brought you. You are a fool. Good. Now the Mishnah went on and told us, why do we not read from ksuvim, it's because of bittul beis hamedrash, because people used to go to the rabbi's halacha shir, and instead they're going to be reading these amazing ksuvim stories, so that's why we said you're not supposed to read this on Shabbos. So Amar Rav, Rav says, lo shanuel bisman beis hamedrash. The only time that this is going to be a problem that you shouldn't read ksuvim on Shabbos is only when it's the time of the beis hamedrash, when the lecture is normally held. But if it's not during this time, Mabal Shalob is Man Beis HaMedrash Kor, and then it's going to be fine. You could go and read Ksuvim. Shmuel, Amar Shmuel disagrees, and he says, Afil Shobim is Man Beis HaMedrash in Kor. And even not during the time of the Beis HaMedrash, you're still not supposed to read it the whole Shabbos. Any, is this really true? V'har Narda Srei de Shmuel Hava. But Shmuel was in Narda. He was like one of the heads there. V'narda Paskid Sidra B'Ksuvim M'Minchasa de Shabbos. And in Narda, they would go and read Ksuvim by Shabbos Minchas. We see that Shmuel did permit reading Ksuvim at this time on Shabbos, so how could this possibly be? So comes the Gemara and says, Eli Iyan Mar Hachi Iyan, rather, this is really what we meant to say. So Amar Rav, Rav says, Lo Shanu El Makom Beis HaMedrash. The only time it's going to be a problem is in the Makom Beis HaMedrash, where the rabbi is giving his lecture. That's when you can't learn Ksuvim. Aval Shalo B'Makom Beis HaMedrash Koren, but not in the place of the Beis HaMedrash, then you would be allowed. Shmuel, Amar Shmuel disagrees, and he says, Bein B'Makom Beis HaMedrash, Bein Shalo B'Makom Beis HaMedrash, whether it's in the place of the Beis HaMedrash or not, then it doesn't matter. It's still not going to be allowed Bisman Beis HaMedrash in Koran. During the time of the Shir, then you're still not going to be allowed to read Ksuvim, no matter where you are. Shalo Bisman Beis HaMedrash Koran, but not during the time of the Beis HaMedrash of the Shir, then you would be allowed to read Ksuvim. Azar Shmuel Tamei, and Shmuel follows his reasoning. Because he went ahead and had his people read Ksuvim at Shabbos Mincha. So we see that it's allowed because it's not at the time of the Beis HaMedrash, it's not at the time of the Shir. Good. Now another Amora comes and defends Shmuel's initial understanding. So Rav Ashi Amar Leom Kedam Meikar. No, really, Shmuel means that even throughout the entire day of Shabbos, you're not allowed to go and learn Ksuvim. Why Shmuel Karabi Nechamin? He's holding a Karabi Nechamin Tana because the Brisa says, even though they said that these ksuvim are not allowed to be read on Shabbos, while shonim b'hem v'dorshim b'hem, but you're allowed to use it to learn Torah shebal peh, meaning you can learn out drushes from them. Nitzrach lepasuk mevi v'roabo, and if you need to look up the pasuk as a reference for something, then you're allowed to go and look it up. Amar Nechemia, b'neimam rukisvei hakodesh in korin b'hem. Why would they not read ksuvim on Shabbos? K'dei shiyorim rukisvei hakodesh in korin v'kol shkeim b'shtari hedyotos, because then people would come to a good kavah homer. They'd say, if you're not even allowed to read ksuvim, then you for sure can't read other shtari hedyotos, other types of business dealings, other types of non-appropriate articles for Shabbos. So why would this be? So some explain the Rambam has a whole sheet that it's based on Shema Yimchak. Most assume that it's based on Vedaber Dover, the pasuk that we saw a few daf ago, that you got to be Shabbosdik. Now, practically, lahalacha, it doesn't seem that there's, it's not quoted in Shulchan Aruch that you can't read Ksuvim on Shabbos. But the Gra says that this is something which would be an issue. This comes up in a few other areas. Allah halacha, the Rever of Salvation, because maybe with Shir Ashirim before Kriyas HaTorah, other places where it might come up. This is the discussion in the Gemara. Fine. Now we get to the next Mishnah. The Mishnah continues the discussion of what things you're allowed to save from the fire on Shabbos. So Matzilin Tikka Sefer HaSefer. So you're allowed to save the container of the scroll, meaning the cover of the Torah, with the scroll itself. It Tikka Tefillin HaMatfillin, and the Tefillin box with the Tefillin. V'yafal Pishiyesh Pesochan Maus. And even though there's money in them, even though there might be other stuff in the Tefillin bag, whatever else you're going to be saving, which is muksa, still it's allowed to be rescued, because once you're saving something, you're allowed to save it all. Lehechan matzilin osan, and where are you taking? Where are you allowed to save them? To a mavoi sheinu mufulos. So the first sheet is to a mavoi that's not open. Bemeseir, when Bemeseir disagrees, says af lemishulosh. Even to an open mavoi, you are allowed to go ahead and save these things. Tana rabbanan rabbis, tana sabraisa. We are now going to learn a braisa about certain things within Korban Pesach, and the reason why we're bringing it is because our mission is going to be used as a proof either way. So if the 14th of Nisan falls out on Shabbos, you need to bring the Korban Pesach on Shabbos. So you can skin the Korban Pesach as far as you need to until the breast. The Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Yishmael, and they say you should just skin the entire thing. Ask the Gemara, so I understand the first sheet, I understand the first shita, because you should really only be allowed to skin that which you need, because why would you be allowed to skin the extra stuff? After doing the initial stuff, it's only for your benefit. We should only allow you to do what Hashem wants, which is only the part that's needed for the Karban Pesach. So what is the reason for the Rabbanan? How can they possibly allow you to skin the entire animal? How could this be? So answer the Gemara, Rabbi Rachanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Yamar Kra, Kol Pal Hashem Ma'anei. Because the Pasuk says, all has Hashem wrought for his sake, his honor. So ask the Gemara, V'hachamai L'ma'anei Vika. So what does this mean for his honor? How does flaying and skinning the entire animal, how does that bring honor to Hashem? So two shitas. Rabbi Yosef Amar Shalo Yasriach. Rabbi Yosef says, it's so that the meat won't get disgusting and won't spoil. And Rava Amar Rava says, Shalo Yu Kadshe Shemayim Mutal Kinevela. We don't want it to look like it's just like a nevela, like it's worthless, and just leaving it there unskinned is going to be a big problem. So my benai, what's the difference between these two shitas? Either that it's not going to get disgusting, or it's going to look gross, or it's going to look like a bizayon. So Yigabinayu Demana Chapsura Dadava. So it could be a situation where it's lying on a golden table. It's not going to look like a bizayon, but it still might spoil. Or inami yomadastana, or we it's a day where there's the northern wind, which basically means that it won't spoil, but it could still look like a bizayim. So ask the Gemara now. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, Hi Paul Hashem Lamaneu my Avid Lay. So what does Rabbi Yishmael do with the other pasuk that says that all for Hashem's honor? So how, what does he learn from that pasuk? If not that you're allowed to skin the entire animal. Rather he learns Kodem Hafshatasaur. He learns that you shouldn't take any of the sacrificial parts from the Karban Pesach before you skin as much as you need to skin for the Karban Pesach. My time, oh, why not? So Amaravuna Berei Derev Nasan Mishum Niman, because there are going to be strands of hair or wool that would get caught in these pieces and it's going to be a problem. So that's why you should wait, and that's what he learns out from these psukim. Now comes the Gemara and says Amaravchasa Amar Marokva Mayadre Lechavre Rabbi Yishmael Ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broka. So what did the colleagues of Rabbi Yishmael Ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broka, so what did they say in support of his view? How did they argue with him and say that really you'd be allowed to skin the entire animal? So this is what they told him. This is why it's important for our Gemara. If you're allowed to save the cover of the Sefer Torah with the Sefer Torah, even though there's money in it, take your whole tefillin bag, even though there's money in it, you're not allowed to skin the entire animal once you're skinning the beginning. So that's how, that was their proof from our Mishnah. But ask the Gemara, though, me damir, this is really comparable. And all hasam til to hacham malacha. Over there, it's just talking about what you're able to move. It's just a muksa type of question. Here, it's actually an extra malacha of continuing to skin the animal. So it really shouldn't be comparable at all. This is what the Gemara is going to go and continue to discuss, whether these cases are similar or not. But this case of the Karban Pesach was using our Mishnah as a proof, and that's why it's brought over here. This is Daf Kuf Tezayin Amavez 116b. We'll continue this discussion tomorrow. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.